Dean Richards with Entertainment News Now. Dean, good morning. Are we ever going to see the Diddy documentary? What do you think?
Oh, it's out. It is? Yeah, it's been released on Netflix today, much to the chagrin of Diddy himself and his attorneys, who yesterday sent a cease and desist order, basically, to Netflix, telling them that the documentary itself is comprised of stolen footage, is a shameful hit piece, and they say that they would like them to take it out, take it down.
Hmm.
The documentary series director says that all of the footage was obtained legally. They did reach out to Diddy's lawyers before all of this, never heard back from anybody. But if you're interested in learning more about Sean Combs, from his own mouth, much of this footage, he'd like to record his comings and goings. It is on Netflix. It's called Sean Combs, The Reckoning.
And now even more people will watch it.
Yeah.
With this publicity.
Yeah, I think this is, I mean, a lot of this controversy now is like, don't watch it, watch it.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the publicity machine of this whole thing. But I would wait until Christmas Eve. This seems like the kind of thing you want to watch with the whole family.
not that, but Toy Story 5 will be a hit for sure, don't you think?
Yeah, Toy Story 5, we've got a ways to go until Toy Story 5 is going to be out. They just finished recording the voices on it, which include two of the original. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen are back as Woody and Buzz. And Tom Hanks was on Seth Meyers very, very late last night and talking about, putting the finishing touches on this film. He's currently appearing on Broadway in a play called Shed, where Tim Allen had come to see the play the other day. Take a listen to this.
You know, it's an important thing, and it's a goofy thing. I mean, we did it for the first time over 30 years ago. It was the first time we went into the recording studio, so that we can do that is great. Don't smoke cigarettes, kids. Don't drink and drive, because otherwise the voice goes, you don't want to have it. Hot. Wait, let's get back to Andy's room. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be that guy, right? That's not going to work. But, you know, the fact that Tim was there spread like wildfire through the shed. Everybody in the shed knew that Tim was coming. And so this had the stage manager announce to the cast. Usually after a show, there's a number of people that say hello to their folks, friends that are there.
Yeah.
Others, boom, they're changed, they're out.
Of course.
They want to go home.
Yeah.
Particularly on a two-show day, which Saturday is. So they're gone. But we had the announcement.
If any cast members would like to get a picture with Buzz and Woody, Buzz and Woody will be in the green room after the show. Once again, cast photos with Buzz and Woody will be...
Everybody stayed.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Toy Story 5 is not going to be out until June of next year, by the way, so we've got a ways to go on that.
Last night they handed out the Gotham Movie Awards. What is that exactly?
The Gotham Awards are traditionally the beginning of awards season. It's always the first set of awards that are given out, and normally they go to independent films. That's what Gotham Awards have been about, but it is somewhat of an indicator of what could be happening as we get close to Oscar nominations and Golden Globes and Critics' Choice and all the rest. And the big winner last night was Leonardo DiCaprio's movie, One Battle After Another. Not surprisingly, it's a stunningly amazing film. Some of the other films that were honored last night, Sinners and Frankenstein, Hugh Jackman's Song Sung Blue, which will be opening in a couple of weeks here in Chicago. But One Battle After Another is widely seen as one of the movies that will be a front runner for the Academy Awards coming up in March, as will be Sinners. I saw Avatar last night. We got an early press screening of it, all 3 hours of it, but it is stunning. And that's certainly going to be up for a lot of Academy Awards next March as well.
Dean, what is the latest million-dollar idea from Taylor Swift?
Well, again, I don't know if I have more admiration for her or for her marketing people.
Yeah.
Because the boy, they keep churning out product for her, all based on this, you know, as if her Eras tour was not successful enough, bringing in multi millions of dollars. And they've released different videos, different portions of it, the movie itself. When that came out, which was about the tour, now they're putting out the very final show from the Eras tour from Vancouver. It is called Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour Final Show. She says it was the end of an era, but I'll bet they'll find four or five more ways to make money.
Yeah, over there at Taylor Swift headquarters, it's like the butcher shop. They don't throw out any cuts.
They will make it ground beef somehow. Exactly. It's called Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, The Final Show. It's going to be on Disney Plus on December the 12th. And also December 12th, the first episodes of a new Taylor Swift docuseries called The End of an Era will be premiering also on Disney Plus, and they're going to spurt those out a couple of episodes every few weeks. So plenty more to come, everybody.
I'm sure. What's John Travolta doing these days?
Oh, I love this. John Travolta, you know, arguably one of the biggest movie stars in the world, certainly, you know, back in the day, now has gone into making television commercials. They got him to do a commercial for Capital One credit cards. And what they got him to do was to dress up as Santa Claus and go back and recreate his Grease lightning dance routine. Let me tell you something. John Travolta is 71 years old, and he's still got the moves. He can still do all of his Grease lightning dance moves that he first performed as Danny Zuko in the movie musical Grease in 1978, all those years ago, and he's still doing okay. You know, one time I asked an actor, I don't even remember who it was at this point, about, you know, movie stars making commercials and, you know, things like that, and they leaned in and said, Dean, we all got mortgages to pay. So
I guess
that might be the case with this. I'm not sure.
This interview that you did, we're going to get to now. These guys, the horror movie actors?
They are big-time horror movie actors. Skeet Ulrich has been in Scream. He's been in lots of more contemporary horror movies. And same with Matthew Lillard. I mean, he's been in lots of different movies, including the Scooby-Doo movies. He's very well known for that as well. But they are both horror veterans, and they are part of this new movie that's going to be coming out this week called Five Nights at Freddy's 2, which is it started with a video game. It turned into a bunch of novels. It turned into an extremely successful movie a couple of years ago that is based on a security guard at a family pizza restaurant where they have those animatronic, you know, kind of characters dancing around. Only these animatronic characters in this movie are all murderers, and they kill people. So it's a little bit different. But I talked with the guys yesterday, as a matter of fact, and they talked about, you know, the appeal of horror movies, especially this time of year.
I think there's a collective consciousness of exploring your fears in the safety of a theater. You know, you get to experience it with a lot of people, and that's powerful. Like, comedies are funnier in a group of people. But I think you get to really face your fears without having to face your fears.
Matthew, what do you think, you know, especially as we're approaching the Christmas holiday? Really, does anything say Merry Christmas more than a horrific murder on the big screen?
No, it's a perfect combination. Yeah, I think, look, I think that the reason horror films are so successful is you sit in the audience, you sit in the darkness, and you have a visceral reaction. Jump scares get your blood pumping, and you have an emotional reaction. And then when you're surrounded by people, you know, that's as old as time, telling stories in the dark and sort of sharing that communal experience is really powerful, which is why, you know, honestly, I think going to theaters, a big opening night, a movie like ours is going to be super fun. People cosplaying, people going out and having a blast.
People who knew that I was going to talk to you guys today, Matthew in particular, asking me about Scooby-Doo. Is there any chance that we're going to be
Wait, they didn't want to ask me about Scooby-Doo? I don't understand. Well,
right, I don't understand. I didn't understand either. I was offended for you, to tell you the truth. What do you think, Matthew? Will there be some more, do you think?
You know, Dean, those are meddling teenagers, and as I'm rounding closer to 60 than I am 30, you know, there's not a chance that we go back to that well. The good news is I still get to do the voice of Shaggy. You know, there's a new series coming out, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll look forward to hearing him in those animated Scooby-Doo movies. But this Night at Freddy's 2 is going to be opening in theaters on Friday.
For Christmas time, not for Halloween. I wonder why they did that.
A little alternative, I guess. You know, again, if you're not going to watch the P. Diddy movie with the whole family on Christmas Eve, watch a slasher movie. nothing says Merry Christmas.
The grandparents will love it. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you later.